日本美学，物哀、幽玄、侘寂的哲学意蕴。
Philosophical implications of Japanese aesthetics, wabi-sabi.
日本美学中的物哀、幽玄与侘寂。
Raiben mei zhu zhang de wei ai yu xu en yu char jai.
是理解日本文化与艺术精神的三个核心概念。
Are three core concepts for understanding Japanese culture and artistic spirit.
它们并非简单的审美趣味。
They are not just aesthetic preferences.
而是深深植根于日本人的世界观与生命哲学之中。
Instead, it is deeply rooted in the worldview and philosophy of life of the Japanese people.
现代美学家大西克里将这三个概念系统提炼为日本美学的三大关键词。
According to modern aesthetician Harold Bloom, these three concepts have been systematically refined into the three key terms of Japanese aesthetics.
从平安时代的物语文学到中世的能烈与和歌。
From the narrative literature of the Heian period to Chinese style ability and duet singing.
再到近世的茶道与牌具。
To the tea ceremony and sorting.
这三个概念串联起了日本审美意识的历史脉络。
These three concepts are linked together to form a historical context of Japanese aesthetics.
它们各自承载着不同的哲学意蕴。
They each carry different philosophical meanings.
又共同指向一种对世界与人生的独特理解方式。
They also share a unique understanding of the world and life.
物哀，物哀这个概念。
The concept of wubai wuga.
由江户时代的国学家本居宣长正式提出。本居宣长。
Proposed by the scholar of the Edo period, Honjo Fuso.
通过对源氏物语的解读，构建了一套以之物哀为核心的文学理论。
Based on the interpretation of Higurashi, a literary theory centered on the concept of war has been established.
他认为
He believes that
物语的主旨就是让人明白物哀的本意。
The theme of the tale of Genji is to make people understand the true meaning of mono, no aware.
这一理论的提出
The proposal of this theory
有着明确的思想史背景。
As a clear ideological background,
江户时代兴起了一股旨在抗衡汉学的国学思潮。
During the Edo period, a trend of national studies emerged that aimed to challenge Confucianism.
本居宣长试图证明日本之道不同于中国之道。
This drama attempts to prove that the way of life in Japan is different from the way of life in China.
物哀论
Do not lament.
以主情主义对抗儒家的道德主义。
To oppose Confucianism's moralism with emotionalism.
以唯美主义抗衡中国式的唯善主义。
Countering Chinese-style utilitarianism with aestheticism.
这不仅是美学命题
This is not just an aesthetic statement,
更是一种文化独立意识的表达
It is also an expression of cultural independence.
要理解物哀
To understand, don't mourn.
首先需要理解哀这个字的含义
First, we need to understand the meaning of the word AI.
在日本
In Japan,
古代
In ancient times,
哀是一个感叹词
A is an interjection,
用来表达高兴
To express happiness,
激动
Excited,
气恼
Anger,
哀愁等各种复杂的情绪
Sadness, along with a variety of complex emotions,
它并不特指悲哀
It doesn't specifically refer to sadness.
而是人对事物所产生的一切情感反应。
It is all the emotional reactions that people have towards things.
当人们面对世间万物，内心受到触动，发出感叹。
When people are touched by the wonders of the world and express their awe,
这就是 AI 的原始形态。
This is the original form of the word AI.
本局宣称
He claimed that.
进一步将这种感受能力称为知物之心。
Further, this ability to feel was called the heart of knowing things.
他认为
He believes that.
能够感知物哀的心
The ability to perceive the beauty of things.
正是人与禽兽的不同之处。
That's what distinguishes humans from animals.
所谓知物哀
To know the beauty of things.
就是理解人心触景而生情。
It's about understanding people and their emotions evoked by the scenery.
并将这种感动呈现出来。
And express this emotion.
本局宣长曾用一个简单的例子来说明这个道理。
Nishin Yura Susano once used a simple example to illustrate this principle.
看见异常美丽的樱花开放。
I saw the beautiful cherry blossoms in full bloom.
觉得美丽可爱。
I think it's beautiful and cute.
这就是知物之心。
This is the heart of knowledge.
见樱花之美而心生感动。
Moved by the beauty of cherry blossoms.
这就是知物哀。
This is the essence of knowing.
这个例子揭示了物哀的两个层面。
P.G. Lai Zain Jai Shi Lu Wu Ai De Liang Ji Seng Meyer
第一层是对事物本身的感知。
The first level is the perception of things themselves.
第二层是由感知引发的情感共鸣。
The second layer is the emotional resonance triggered by perception.
物哀不是对事物做道德评判。
The concept of why is not about making moral judgments on things.
也不是追求某种功利目的。
Not pursuing any utilitarian purpose.
而是纯粹的感受。
It's just a feeling.
事物所带来的情感触动。物哀中的物。
The object that evokes emotions from things.
泛指一切能引发情感的事物。
Refers to all things that can evoke emotions.
它可以是一朵花。
It can be a flower.
一片落叶。
A fallen leaf.
也可以是一个人的命运。
It can also be the fate of a single person.
一段世事的变迁。
A change in the times.
当人观察这些对象时，所引起的种种悲喜情绪，都可称作物哀。物与哀的结合。
The various emotions of joy and sorrow that people experience when observing these objects can be called the combination of grief and mourning.
意味着情感不是凭空产生的。
Emotions are not created out of nothing.
而是人与世界相遇时自然涌现的。
Instead, it is a natural occurrence that arises when humans encounter the world.
没有物的触发，哀就无从谈起。
Without material, there is no trigger to mourn.
没有哀的感受，物
No sense organ.
就只是客观的存在。
Just exist objectively.
物哀体现的是一种主客交融的美学态度。
The concept of why embodies a subjective and objective aesthetic attitude.
物哀的哲学根基与佛教的无常观密切相关。
The philosophy of why is closely related to the Buddhist concept of impermanence.
日本人很早就意识到。
Japanese people have long recognized.
世间万物都在流转变化之中。
Everything in the world is in constant flux and change.
没有永恒不变的事物。
Nothing is permanent.
四季更替。
Seasons change.
花开花落，人的生老病死都是无常的体现。
The blooming and fading of flowers, the birth, aging, sickness, and death of people are all manifestations of impermanence.
面对这种无常，人会产生一种深切的感慨。
In the face of such impermanence, people will feel a deep sense of emotion.
物哀正是对这种感慨的美学表达。
The aesthetic expression of feeling is objectification.
它不是消极的哀叹，
It's not a negative lament，
而是对生命有限性的深刻体认。
Instead, it is a profound understanding of the finitude of life。
正因为事物会消逝，
Because things will eventually disappear，
所以当下的美好才格外珍贵。
Therefore, the present moment is all the more precious。
物哀。
Oh my！
让人在感受无常的同时，
To make people feel the impermanence，
也更深地体会到存在的意义。
Also, I gained a deeper understanding of the meaning of existence。
源氏物语是物哀美学的集大成之作。
The Tale of Genji is a masterpiece of how style aesthetics。
子时部通过细致入微的心理描写，
This poem achieves its effect through subtle and nuanced psychological portrayal，
将人物对自然
characters relationship with nature，
景物
scenery，
事情
world affairs，
民生的哀婉之情
the sadness of life，
表达的动人心弦
expressive and moving，
小说中的人物
Characters in the novel，
面对四季变换
，facing the changing seasons，
命运起伏
，ups and downs of fate，
总是生出无限感慨
，always brings about endless feelings。
这些感慨不是简单的喜怒哀乐
，these emotions are not simple joys, sorrows or anger，
而是一种对生命本质的深层体悟。
And it is a deep understanding of the nature of life.
物哀由此超越了个人情感的层面。
Awakening and sorrow transcend the level of personal emotions.
成为一种具有普遍意义的人生态度。
Become a universal way of life.
它让人学会在有限中感受无限。
It teaches people to feel the infinite within limitations.
在短暂中体会永恒，悠玄
To experience eternity and transcendence in a fleeting moment.
如果说物哀是人在面对世界时的情感反应，
It's saying that Wu Ai is the emotional response of a person facing the world.
那么悠玄则是一种更深邃的审美境界。
Then Yu Xuan is a deeper aesthetic realm.
悠玄这个概念形成于日本中世。
The concept of yūgen originated in Japanese Zen Buddhism.
由藤原
I Fujiwara
俊成等哥论家逐步规范了其美学内涵。
The scholars of the county, city, and other places gradually standardized their aesthetic content.
到了释阿弥的时代
It was the time of Sharmi.
幽玄被确立为能乐的核心美学原则。
The concept of Yu Xuan has been established as the core aesthetic principle of the month.
幽玄一词
The word Yu Xuan
源自汉语典籍
Derived from classical Chinese texts
传入日本后
After being introduced to Japan
经过本土化的改造
After being adapted to the local environment,
发展出独特的审美意涵
develop a unique aesthetic meaning.
它融合了佛法
it integrates Buddhism,
老庄和日本神道的思想
the philosophies of Lao Tzu and Shintoism,
形成了一种追求隐蔽与深邃的审美意识
This has led to an aesthetic consciousness that values concealment and depth.
幽玄的本质是通过有限的形式来暗示无限的意境。
The essence of illusion lies in using limited forms to imply infinite realms.
他不追求直白的表达。
He doesn't pursue direct expression.
而是崇尚含蓄。
Instead, they value restraint.
朦胧与余情
Clear and concise
都是隐微玄
It is subtle and profound
是奥妙的黑
It's the black of magic
这两个字合在一起
These two characters combined
指向一种幽暗深邃不可言说的美感
pointing to a dark and profound beauty that is indescribable.
日本人认为
Japanese people believe that
美并不总是呈现在光明之中。
The United States is not always presented in a positive light.
很多时候
Many times
阴暗与模糊
Dark and blurry
反而能带来更丰富的审美体验。
This can also bring a richer aesthetic experience.
悠闲的美学特征
Aesthetic features of Yuxuan
首先体现在对舆情的推崇上。
First, it is reflected in the positive sentiment towards public opinion.
舆情是指言外之意。
Zen refers to the unspoken meaning.
向外之象。
External appearance.
一首和歌，一出能乐，它的真正意蕴。
A song that truly embodies the essence of his being.
往往不在字面或表面。
Often not in a literal or superficial way.
而在那些没有说出来的部分。
In those unspoken parts.
好的作品会留下空白。
Good works leave a void.
让观者用自己的想象去填充。这种留白的手法与禅宗不立文字的理念相通。
This technique of leaving space for the viewer to fill in allows them to engage with the work on a deeper level, fostering a sense of contemplation and personal interpretation.
禅宗认为
Zen Buddhism believes that
真理无法用语言完全表达，真正的领悟
Truth cannot be fully expressed through language.
需要在言语之外去体认
To perceive excellence without words.
优选美学
Aesthetics of the sublime
正是将这种禅宗的思维方式转化为艺术创作的原则。
It is precisely the principle of transforming this Zen Buddhist way of thinking into artistic creation.
是阿弥在风姿花传中
Is Ami in the wind?
将优选发展为能乐的核心理论。
Develop the profound and mysterious into the core realm of know.
它以花为喻，探讨表演艺术的最高境界。
It uses the metaphor of flowers to explore the highest level of performance art.
是阿弥认为，真
According to AA,
真正的艺术不在于外在的华丽。
True art is not in the outward splendor.
而在于内在的意境与情感共鸣。
The key lies in the inner atmosphere and emotional resonance.
演员的表演应该超越表面的技巧。
An actor's performance should go beyond superficial skills.
达到一种心即一体的状态。
Achieve a state of oneness with the mind.
这种状态就是幽玄的境界。观众。
This state is the cultivation of the realm of Yuxuan.
在观赏能乐时，感受到的不仅是剧情和表演。
What you experience when watching the play is not just the plot and performance.
更是一种难以言说的深邃美感。
It's also a profound beauty that is hard to describe.
幽玄在视觉艺术中也有充分的体现。
Yuxuan also has ample representation in visual arts.
枯山水庭园中的未完成布局
Unfinished layout in a dry landscape garden
水墨画中的余白处理
The treatment of white in ink paintings
都体现了幽玄的美学原则
All of them reflect aesthetic principles of Yuxuan
日式建筑中引入阴影的手法
The use of shadows in Japanese architecture
同样是幽玄美学的延伸
An extension of Yuxuan aesthetics.
古奇润一郎在《阴翳礼赞》中曾详细论述过日本人如何在阴暗中发现美。这种对阴影的欣赏与西方美学中对光明的追求形成鲜明对比。
In Confessions of a Mass, Yukio Mishima detailed how Japanese people find beauty in the shadows, which contrasts sharply with Western aesthetics' pursuit of light.
日本人认为
Japanese people believe that
阴影不是光的缺失
Shadows are not the absence of light
而是一种独立的美学要素
And it is an independent aesthetic element
在幽暗中
In the darkness
事物的轮廓变得模糊
The outlines of things become blurred
反而给人留下更多的想象空间
This leaves more room for imagination
幽玄的哲学意蕴在于他对世界本真状态的探索。
The philosophical meaning of Chuan's philosophy lies in his exploration of the true state of the world.
幽玄追求的不是清晰明确的认知。
What Chuan pursues is not clear and definite cognition,
而是一种超越理性的直观体验。
It is a kind of intuitive experience that transcends reason.
他承认
He admitted
世界的复杂性与不可穷尽性
The complexity and inexhaustibility of the world
认为真正的美与真理往往隐藏在表象之下
True beauty and truth are often hidden beneath the surface
这种态度与西方哲学中追求清晰
This attitude is similar to the pursuit of clarity in Western philosophy
明确的理性传统不同
Different clear rational traditions
更接近东方哲学中得意忘言的思路幽玄
Approaching the lofty and profound realm of Oriental philosophy
让人学会在不确定中安顿在模糊中体味深意
To learn to find peace in uncertainty and to experience the profound differences that arise from ambiguity
侘寂侘寂是日本美学中最为独特的概念之一。
Char, jai char, jai shi rai ben mei zu zhong zu wai du ti de bai nairn jai yi
也是最难用语言准确描述的概念。
One of the most difficult concepts to describe accurately with language is
它由侘与寂两个字组合而成。
It is composed of the two characters difference and silence, which are combined to form difference.
原本指清贫、粗糙。
Originally meant poverty and coarseness.
后来引申为在简朴中自在享乐的生活态度。
Later, it extended to a carefree lifestyle and simplified notation.
寂则指褪色和消逝的心境，也包含在寂静中感受禅意的意思。
Therefore, the feeling of fading and disappearing also includes the meaning of experiencing Zen through silence.
两个字合在一起
Two words together
指向一种在质朴、残缺中感知无常之美的境界
To perceive the beauty of impermanence in a state of incompleteness and imperfection.
侘寂的概念源于佛教的三法印
The concept of difference originates from the three marks of existence in Buddhism,
尤其是无常的观念
especially the concept of impermanence.
佛教认为
This is based on the assumption that
每一切事物都是无常的
Everything is infinite.
没有永恒不变的事
Nothing is permanent.
实体，侘寂美学正是建立在对这一真理的接受之上。
Aesthetic experience is based on the acceptance of this truth.
他不追求完美与永恒。
He doesn't pursue perfection and eternity.
而是在不完美。
However, in the imperfect,
不恒常、不完全的事物中。
In things that are not permanent and incomplete.
发现美。一只茶碗会因使用而留下斑驳的痕迹。
The discovery of a beautiful teacup will leave stains from use.
一块石头会因风雨而变得圆润粗糙。
A stone will become round and rough due to wind and rain.
这些在一般审美看来是缺陷的东西。
These are things that, in general terms, are considered to be flawed.
在侘寂的视野中恰恰是美的来源。
In the vision of Zhang Zhai, beauty is derived from
因为他们记录了时间的流逝
Because they recorded the passage of time
见证了生命的痕迹
witness the traces of life.
侘寂在茶道中得到了最充分的体现。
This is fully demonstrated in the art of tea ceremony.
茶道大师千里修是侘茶之道的奠基人。
A master of the thousand grain cultivation method is considered to be one of the founders of the tea cultivation path.
他主张茶室应该简朴、狭小。
He advocated that tea rooms should be simple and small.
器皿越少越好。
Less is more.
他不追求名贵的中国瓷器。
He doesn't pursue expensive Chinese porcelain.
而是推崇粗糙。本土的器具。
Instead, it promotes rough and local utensils.
他甚至认为不应因器皿的微损而心生不悦。
He even thought that one should not be annoyed because of the danger of the utensils.
这些主张的背后
Behind these claims,
是一种全新的审美价值观。
A brand new aesthetic value.
千里修把朴素、残缺无名的事物提升到美的位置。
Tea leaf cultivates the humble, incomplete, and nameless things into beauty.
打破了以华丽、完整。
Broke the elegant and complete.
名贵为美的传统观念。
The traditional concept of valuing beauty.
千里修有一个著名的故事。
There is a famous story from the ancient city of Kilin.
他打扫满是落叶的庭院。
He was sweeping the courtyard, which was full of fallen leaves.
先将落叶扫净。
First, sweep away the fallen leaves.
然后摇晃亭中的一棵树。
Then shake a tree in the courtyard.
让些许叶子飘落。
Let some leaves fall.
这个行为很好地诠释了侘寂的精神。
This behavior perfectly illustrates the essence of emptiness.
完全整齐划一的庭院缺乏生气，而恰到好处的自然状态才是美的。侘寂。
A perfectly uniform courtyard lacks vitality and the appropriate natural state, which is a kind of emptiness.
不是追求原始与粗野。
Not pursuing the original and wild.
而是在人工与自然之间找到一种微妙的平衡。
And to find a delicate balance between man and nature.
他承认人的干预。
He admitted human intervention.
但同时也尊重事物自身的性格。侘寂在排句中也得到了深刻的表现。
However, he also respects the inherent differences of things. The nuances in sentence structure are deeply reflected here.
排句大师松尾芭蕉的作品。充满了侘寂的韵味。
The works of the master of haiku, Matsuo Basho, are full of the flavor of loneliness.
他的排句吟咏苍古，带着一种愉悦的态度。
His rhythmic and powerful recitation imbued with a sense of joy.
自由游走于日常生活之间。
Roam freely through daily life.
芭蕉修习过禅宗，禅宗思想。
Fashion studied Zen Buddhism.
不仅影响了他的诗歌
not only influenced his poetry,
创作
creation,
也渗透进他的整个生命
it also permeated his entire life.
他的排句寂静啊
his sentence is silent.
禅声渗入岩石中
Zen permeates the rocks.
以隐耳之声来表现寂静的感受，追求的
Seeking to express the feeling of silence through sounds that are heard.
正是那种有声比无声更静寂的审美效果。
This, he said, effect is more competitive than the sound of Zen.
侘寂的哲学意蕴在于
The philosophical significance of difference lies in.
它提供了一种面对无常与不完美的生活态度。
It offers a way to face the unpredictable and imperfect nature of life.
人生充满变数。
Life is full of uncertainties.
万事万物都在变化之中。
Everything is changing.
这是无法改变的事实。
This is the fact of this change.
侘寂不试图逃避这一事实。
The company does not attempt to evade this fact.
也不试图用完美主义的幻想来掩盖它。
Don't try to cover it up with the illusion of perfection.
它教会人们在不完美中发现。
It teaches people to find perfection in imperfection.
在无常中安顿身心。
Americans find peace in the impermanence of life.
茶道中一期一会的观念正是这种态度的体现。
However, the concept of one time, one meeting in the journey is a reflection of this attitude.
每一次相遇都是独一无二的。
Every encounter is unique.
不会重演。
Will not repeat.
所以应当珍惜当下。
Therefore, we should cherish the present.
这种珍惜不是出于对失去的恐惧。
This is not out of fear of loss.
而是出于对存在本身的深刻体认。侘寂与西方美学中的崇高概念有某种相似之处。
However, there is a deep understanding of existence that differs from the Western ascetic concept of sublimity.
但又有根本的不同。
But there is a fundamental difference.
崇高是在面对巨大或可怕的事物时
to face something great or terrible.
产生的一种混合着恐惧与赞叹的情感。
A mixed emotion of fear and awe.
侘寂则更加平和内敛。
Geji is more calm and reserved.
它不追求震撼人心的效果。
It doesn't aim for stunning effects.
而是在日常的微小的事物中发现深意，一个破损的茶碗。
And in the everyday, finding profound meaning in a broken teacup.
一片枯黄的落叶。
A patch of withered yellow leaves.
一间简陋的草庵。
A rough draft.
这些在常人眼中不值一提的东西。
These things, which are insignificant to ordinary people,
在侘寂的关照下都能成为美的对象。
With the care of Char Jai, everyone can become a beautiful person.
这种美学态度体现了日本人特有的细腻感受力和对日常生活的深切关注。
This aesthetic approach reflects the Japanese people's unique sensitivity and deep attention to daily life.
三种美学的内在关联：物哀、幽玄与侘寂。
This aesthetic inner connection is a misunderstanding of unity and difference.
虽然是三个独立的概念
，although they are three independent concepts,
但它们之间存在着内在的关联与演进逻辑。
But there is an inherent association and evolutionary logic between them.
从历史发展的顺序来看
，From the perspective of historical development,
物哀兴起于平安时代，幽玄成熟于中世，侘。
The rise of the misunderstanding phenomenon originated in the peaceful and harmonious era matured during the Ming Dynasty.
寂则在近世得到充分发展。
If not, myopia will develop fully.
这一顺序不仅反映了时代精神的变迁。
This sequence not only reflects the changes in the spirit of the times,
也体现了日本审美意识不断深化的过程。
This also reflects the continuous deepening of Japanese aesthetic consciousness.
物哀可以看作是日本审美意识的起点。
The concept of mono, nowhere can be seen as the starting point of Japanese aesthetic consciousness.
它以情感为核心。
It is centered on emotion.
关注人与世界的相遇所产生的感动。
Focus on the emotions generated by encounters between people and the world.
这种感动是直接的。
This emotion is direct.
感性的。
Emotional,
还没有上升到形而上的层面。
Not yet reached the level of metaphysics.
幽玄则在物哀的基础上
In addition to the understanding of sorrow,
更进一步
Furthermore,
它不满足于单纯的情感表达
It doesn't just focus on expressing emotions.
而是追求一种超越情感的深邃境界。
Instead, it pursues a profound realm that transcends emotions.
优玄关注的是隐藏在外表之下的真理。
Yu Huan focuses on the truth hidden beneath appearances.
是言外之意。
It's implied.
向外之向。
The difference between the outside and the inside.
即则比优玄更加彻底。
The record is more complete than the previous one.
它不仅追求深邃。
It not only pursues depth.
更追求一种在残缺与无常中的安然。
Strive for a sense of peace and stability in the face of imperfection and impermanence.
即不再执着于任何形式的完美。
Let go of the obsession with perfection.
包括优玄所追求的那种精神性的深邃。
The kind of spiritual depth that Yuokuo, Yuxuan and others were pursuing.
他在最朴素、最平凡的事物中发现了美。从美学形态上来说
，You found beauty in the most simple and ordinary things from a purely aesthetic point of view.
物哀属于创作主体论和艺术情感论。
Yu Huan belongs to the theory of creative subject and artistic emotion.
优玄属于艺术本体论和艺术内容论，侘寂则是审美境界论和审美态度论。
The distinction between the ontology of art and the content of art is the distinction between aesthetic level and aesthetic attitude.
物哀关注的是创作者如何表达情感。
Yuxuan focuses on how creators express emotions.
优玄关注的是艺术作品如何呈现深意。
Yuxuan focuses on how artworks present depth.
侘寂关注的则是欣赏者如何以恰当的态度。
The focus of the art divergence technique is on how viewers can appreciate art with an appropriate attitude.
面对世界。
Facing the world.
就具体的艺术样式而言。
As for the specific artistic styles.
物哀对应于物语与和歌。
The concept of mono nowhere corresponds to story and haiku.
优玄对应于和歌。
Yu Huan corresponds to walker.
连歌和能乐，侘寂则对应于排句与茶道。
The techniques of Lianji and Name are analogous to those of theatrical performance and tea ceremony, respectively.
每一种美学都有其最适宜的艺术载体。
Every aesthetic has its most suitable art form.
但它们的影响远远超出了特定艺术门类的范围。
But their influence extends far beyond the boundaries of specific art genres.
渗透到了日本人生活的方方面面。
It has permeated all aspects of Japanese life.
这三种美学共同塑造了日本人的审美情感。
These three aesthetics have jointly shaped Japanese people's aesthetic sensibilities.
他们都强调对自然的亲近与感受。
They all emphasized the closeness and feeling towards nature.
日本人认为
Japanese people believe that
自然是美意识的根源。
It is the root of consciousness naturally.
对以雪月花为代表的自然美倍感亲切。
I feel very close to the natural beauty represented by snow, moon, and flowers.
他们都倾向于含蓄而非直白。
They tend to be indirect rather than direct.
喜欢留白而非填满。
Preferring to leave space rather than filling it.
欣赏。
Appreciate.
音译。
音译。
而非光明。
Not light.
这些共同的倾向构成了日本美学区别于西方美学和其他东方美学的独特品格。
These common tendencies form the unique charm of Japanese aesthetics, distinguishing it from Western and other Eastern aesthetics.
从哲学的角度来看，
From a philosophical perspective,
这三种美学都体现了东方哲学中天人合一、主客交融的思想。物哀。
These three aesthetics all reflect the idea of unity between heaven and man in Eastern philosophy, which emphasizes the harmonious relationship between subject and object.
中的物与哀的结合。
The objects and I combined with I.
物玄中的有限与无限的统一。差寂。
The difference between the finite and infinite in the mysterious realm.
中的残缺与完美的辩证。
The dialectical relationship between the incompleteness and perfection of technology.
都指向一种超越主客二元对立的思维方式。
All point to a state of mind that transcends the binary opposition of subject and object.
在这种思维方式中
In this way of thinking,
人不是站在世界之外去观察和评判世界。
Instead of standing outside the world and observing and judging it,
而是置身于世界之中。
Instead, immerse yourself in the world.
与世界一同流转变化，美
experience the beauty of the world
不是一种客观的属性
it is not an objective property
也不是纯粹主观的感受
it's not just a purely subjective feeling
而是人与世界相遇时自然涌现的一种状态
instead it is a state that naturally emerges when people encounter the world
大西克里将这三个概念系统化为日本美学的三大关键词。
The author systematically formulated these three concepts as the three major keywords of Japanese aesthetics.
为理解日本文化提供了一个清晰的理论框架。
Provides a clear theoretical framework for understanding Japanese culture.
他的工作不仅是对传统美学概念的梳理。
His work is not only about sorting out traditional aesthetic concepts,
更是一种创造性的阐释。
A more creative interpretation.
通过他的努力
through his efforts,
物哀、幽玄与差寂
the feeling of sadness and loneliness, the difference between them,
从散见于各艺术领域的概念被整合为一个有机的美学体系。
Integrating scattered concepts from various art fields into an organic aesthetic system.
这一体系不仅对日本本土的学术研究产生了深远影响。
This system has had a profound impact on academic research in Japan.
也为世界范围内的东方美学研究提供了重要的参考。
It also provides important reference for research on Eastern aesthetics worldwide.